can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
If I hadn't heard you say it before we started the sports segment, Don, that you had a whole lot of subjects to mention in the previous segment when I asked you repeatedly if you got any topics, and now you've said, gee, I had a whole lot of things I was going to say. So this is the sport, but Don, feel free to intersperse sport with anything that you've suddenly thought of. Can I say for a start, and I don't care what you say about this, Eddie Maguire has been stopped or hasn't been given a license to go over to Perth to anchor the Fox football broadcast because I don't know what the reason is, whether it be that he tried to take his sons with him because he would feel comfortable with them being over there giving him a hand and running around looking after his whatever, whether that is an issue or not. How come that he cannot get clearance to go over to Perth to anchor Fox Football's football coverage of the finals? Jesus, some shitheads in this world. This is jealousy, professional jealousy from people
Who's been given preference? Obviously somebody is the preferred person to go across. Are the Channel 7 commentators going?
Yes,
they are.
Yes,
so they're going into quarantine, are they?
Yep,
everyone's.
They're
going.
Not broadcasting from a studio back here in Melbourne.
No,
not one.
No, I don't know about not one, but those guys. I know. I read in the paper that JB and BT are over there in quarantine.
So that's two. So they're actually calling the game.
Gary Lyons over there in quarantine.
Gary, yeah, and so Gary should be there. Of course, he should be. He's
host. Thomas Stone is not.
Who is he there for?
Fox and SEN, I would imagine.
So well, Fox have got a representative in Gary Lyon, not...
Eddie Maguire should, if he applies to go over to cover the finals, he is one of the...
What does
not
he do
the,
for Fox? What does he call
anchors,
the game?
He anchors.
Host a segment of show.
They don't call the grand final. They take the 7 feed. They host in between.
You could do the hosting from here.
Don. Good to do it from the ground, though, wouldn't it?
Beg your pardon? A lot of things would be good to be able to do, but you...
Don,
you don't think they've seen his application and thought, hang on, mate, you're taking the piss?
I don't know why he's not going.
But do you hang on? I'm asking. I'm putting that to you. I'm saying you don't think that they've seen
taking
his application.
The piss out of what? That he
and
wants
he's had his two sons on there as well as producers.
Yeah, so what's wrong
with
that?
You don't normally work on those shows.
Aren't you stretching it a bit far if you've got your sons there too? Are they producers?
They might
They wouldn't normally produce Fox Footy, no.
They might produce Eddie.
They don't normally produce
produce Eddie. Well, just say that...
So I think that someone's got their nose out of joint and gone, come on, mate.
No, this isn't bullshit. This is absolute professional jealousy. So, Don...
Oh, so you think Channel 7 or some radio show has a say in who goes or who is going to cover the grand final?
These people might well be entitled to go. Craig Hutchison's going. Jake Niles going. Sam McClure's going. Tom Brown's going. They're all going. Why couldn't a man who – I'm not saying they shouldn't be going. Why couldn't a man who anchors –
So who actually knocked him back then?
But did any of those put their kids down as producers?
So Rocket, don't keep going on about the
I'm
kids.
I'm sorry, but that's what I think it is.
No, well, I'm not sure that it is. But even if it is, how about someone say to Eddie Maguire, Eddie, I notice you've got, if this is the case, I notice you've got your two sons as contributors to your to what you do. Mate, we can't let your children or your two sons go. You can go, but your sons can't. Here's the pass, but you cannot take your two sons, no matter what you say they do for you or the station. Here's your pass. To give him a blanket, it is an absolute disgrace.
Who makes the decision?
It's scandalous.
Who makes the decision?
The Chief Commissioner did, of police.
Did he?
Mm.
Mate, seriously, think about it. How petty and fucking what a shithead! Not saying the chief of police is a shithead.
Sounds like it.
No, I'm not. I think you did.
I'm happy to rewind a tape.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
Good luck in Perth next time, Mouse gets you over there.
I'm not saying the police chief of police is a shithead. The police chief is a shithead, but. What about the shitheads that say, why should he go? We don't want Eddie Maguire over here, mate. It is just professional fucking jealousy. It's a disgrace that that man, when everyone else and his dog can go, seriously, have a look at all
so
the
people. So do you think they've used
there.
Ed as an example to make out they've still got a hard line on the border?
They've made an example out of knocking a tall poppy off the perch because he enhances the broadcast. In my opinion, he enhances...
But he's not broadcasting, he's hosting.
The broadcast...
That's all Fox will do over there. They won't broadcast the game. Fox will do all the hosting of all their events and whatnot and everything else, which is what he's suited to. I honestly think that what's happened is they've just... Someone's got their nose out of joint that he's put the boys on there.
That might be the case, but how about instead of getting your nose out of joint and being an arsehole, how about you say... hey, listen, mate, you can't take your kids. We've had plenty of requests. Some people can go over to Amsterdam. Some people can get au pair girls in to look after their
things.
He's
taken a pretty hard line himself on people that have tried to cut corners during COVID.
He hasn't tried to cut any corners. He didn't try and cut corners. He just asked if... I'm not sure that this is the case, but if you're saying he's asked for his two sons to go, he hasn't tried and cut corners. He's put them on the application and they've said no. He's not tried to cut corners. He's been upfront and transparent. He didn't try and weasel them in through some other state and have them arrive there. He just said, I want to go with my sons because they give me a hand in my production values or whatever. And they could have said, no, mate, you can't take your sons. If this is the case, you can't take your sons. You can go, and here's your pass. It is pathetic, Don. Do you not think that?
Last week, Brisbane Bears played Footscray, and I was interested in one because I was critical of his performance.
The Brisbane Bears played Footscray. That would be the Brisbane Lions played the
Lions.
Western Bulldogs.
I like Footscray.
The Western Bulldogs and the Brisbane Lions, it would be, Don, not the Bears and Footscray.
They should never have had their name changed to Western Bulldogs. Correct. To me, it's always Footscray.
Correct.
And I was critical of Oscar McInerney's performance against Max Gorn the week before.
That's what the bloke said.
On Saturday.
Well, that's what the bloke in the email said.
Okay, well, he did very well.
Oh, don't suck
up now. And intimidated the Geelong ruckman this week.
Don't suck up now.
I'm not sucking up. I'll state it as it is. And he did very well at the centre bounce.
Yeah.
Geelong.
You couldn't even say.
I would say.
What was your point about the Dogs and the Bears?
What's the point?
What were you just saying about the Dogs versus the Bears? You moved on to the Melbourne game again from the
week before. I mentioned that I was critical of McInerney's performance against Melbourne. He was intimidated by Gorn. He didn't want front position. At least this week he attacked the ball. He jumped up. I didn't realise he could jump so
high. The
Dogs
don't have a decent ruckman, though.
Well, that is very true. That is very true.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. And that fellow, English, has gone backwards. I was a rap for him last year. He's gone backwards. Mm. I don't know why they're persisting with him up forward.
Him the
they want a tall forward.
What's that, Rocket?
I could knock him off the ball.
The Rocket, who is could easily be in... no, I won't say that.
Go on. Just say it.
No, I could easily be in a...
Go your hardest, as they say.
Could easily be in a substandard competition where people are not in control of their limbs. Could easily be in any sort of form of sport that didn't require
skill.
People to be... Go on, Don.
Complete,
yeah. Able-bodied. Go on, Don.
You didn't happen to see the St Kilda players being vaccinated last week?
I did.
Okay, why aren't the current day players who are
because
participating
there's a risk,
in the fight?
Because there's a risk when you have your first jab that you feel crook.
Oh, is there double standards here?
No, but if you're in normal life, they say that you just should prepare that you might have a couple of days where you're a bit off.
Well,
why would you do that if you're still playing?
That's the double standard.
No,
isn't
I just told
they're
you.
They're wanting everybody to be vaccinated.
Can I just ignore what I said?
Why can't we ignore what you said? Ignore most of what you say?
Okay.
Cool.
Is that why you're not getting your? Because you need to be up and about every day at the moment. You can't afford to be a bit off.
Don't insinuate I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm refused to be told by a government that I can't have the vaccine.
This is sport. What has it got to do with sport?
Right, go on. Well, I didn't bring it up. You brought it up about the vaccine.
Being a pain
in the ass is a sport for Sam.
Beg your pardon?
What? I said being a pain in the ass is a sport for Sam.
Did you watch Djokovic? You finished with the football? Go ahead with
the football. There's a lot of things you can talk about the football, but you don't watch it.
Yes, I do. I did. I watched the last 4 minutes.
Throw another candidate.
Are we a chance this week, Don?
Another candidate into the coaching saga at Carlton.
Are we ahead of the curve there? Go ahead, Don.
Chris Scott.
Oh, geez, I've never heard that before.
You've heard it.
Of course.
He's finished at Geelong.
What if they win this week?
If they don't win the grand final, they've made a concerted effort at the start of the year by recruiting a lot of old players who've got 1 year left. And if they don't perform, he's out. And their game plan leaves a lot to be desired.
So you wouldn't want them to win the next 2 weeks, would you?
Don, are you saying that Chris Scott, no matter what happens, will be fated by Carlton?
That's what I'm thinking.
With Brian Cook?
Yes.
Are you? So where does that leave?
I don't know whether Cookie will go, but that's where they...
So where does that...
Do you think that's why they're running a 30 to 45 day process so that the finals are over?
They were after Clarks and they want a proven coach. Well, there's Chris Scott. He's only got a couple of weeks to go.
Why wouldn't you go Brad Scott?
Well, why not Chris Scott? Brad Scott's going to be the next...
Chris Scott says that Brad Scott's a better coach.
So you said he's a proven coach. If he's a proven coach, why is he leaving Geelong?
Well, his game style is.
So why would Carlton want him?
Yeah. So we're going.
Well, they want it there. I'm just saying they want a coach that's proven. There's Chris Scott. He's got them into the finals every year, but they can't.
Why would they be leaving Geelong? Why would Geelong be getting rid of him?
Because they got to start again.
But he's a proven coach, Don. Why can't he prove himself again?
His policy of. And their policy is to go out and recruit experienced players. And this year was going to be their year.
I'm going to say
there's lots of good coaches out there at the moment. It's one of the weird times where there's actually a fair bit of there's a fair few options. You got Chris Scott potentially, but you've got in terms of who are really available. You got obviously Clarko, Ross Lyon, Brad Scott, Don Pike, Michael Voss. These are all proven coaches. People who have coached.
Not proven coaches.
Justin Lepich.
Just coaches.
Well, you can go through the whole lot of that have been sacked. Mark Williams.
No, but there are certain times when we go through this when people end up with...
Proven coach.
Well, when there's... But there's some times that we find in the cycle where there isn't and people have to take a risk on someone that's unknown, you know, like a Mark Neild or a, you know, being unfair.
We asked Mark Williams to come on here. Remember when Melbourne were up and about at the start of the year and you said, the Rocket said, let's get Mark Williams in. He could be the panacea, the reason why Melbourne are up and about. And he said, oh, no, I'm not sure that I can come on, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He said, oh, no, I've
come. Well, he didn't want to claim credit.
What
about the AFL sending out Clarkson to be Gold Coast?
Don't worry about Mark Williams. Go on with what you were talking about.
Well, I'm just talking about the AFL and their interference.
Well, I was going to mention that, Don.
Oh, Sam said something. Let's all just stop.
Let's stop and let's see if we can...
exhaust it.
...produce a topic that might have a conclusion. We are ahead of the curve, Don. We said you...
You are. No, you're ahead of the curve.
The three of us said Carlton are going all out to get Alistair Clarkson. They've offered him, I said, $14 million for 7 years. It turns out they offered him $6 million... 12 million for 6 years. That's what I'm told. And the AFL have stepped in and said, no, he's standing out for a year and we're going to buy him and pay for him whatever. We're going to outbid anyone else and he's going to coach the Gold Coast Suns.
So what's the point of having a soft cap on footy departments if the AFL can just override it?
Yes. What is the point of that?
You pay the tax or the differential.
But they don't because that's the AFL. So the money just goes straight back to itself. Mm. So there is no, it's like the tax man paying their own.
The whole of the football competition. It's not a fair competition.
It's a dinky little comp,
Dog. Exactly right. So, and the clubs are not owned. They're not their true. their own entity.
So Carlton have fucked things up big time. As Anthony Koutouvidis said, the culture has gone out of that club. They're without a coach. They tried to get Clarkson. He's not going to do it. And now they're up shit creek without a...
Paddle?
Paddle. Gone, aren't they? Who's the president?
Luke Sayers.
Luke. What do you reckon Luke's doing about the coach there? Who is he trying to get? He's going to jump onto the second and third choice.
You know what I wonder? Because they keep telling us, Percy said it originally to us. He said he's a good fella, but he doesn't really know much about footy. And I've heard that several times since. I wonder whether or not the problem is at Carlton is that because he's not a football man, he's listening to too many people. Nothing gets done when you manage by committee.
They're not the only club that know nothing about football as far as the board goes.
Hawthorn's proved it.
So there's a lot of clubs in the same boat. The women got a pay rise, the netballers, but only 20%.
Only 20%.
I think the average is about 80,000 to 90,000 pay. Now that is an insult.
$20,000
wage growth in this country is non-existent.
Yeah, 1-2-3%. But these girls, I
was surprised that they were. I thought they'd be earning a lot more money. They're professional, and they should be earning a lot more than 80,000 to 90,000 a year.
What, the netballers?
They're not semi-pro. They're pro.
They have all good jobs.
I don't think so.
Ambassadorial roles for the competition they represent on, don't they?
Do you want to?
What, you couldn't understand that English phrase? No,
ambassadorial
role for the competition they represent. They do PR and promotion for the competition and the sponsors, don't they?
And they train. I think they're fully professional.
What didn't you understand about that statement?
They're fully professional, and it's a great game. The game is improving.
The game
is improving.
So,
and they should be getting a lot more than that.
Okay, so they're getting 20%. So they've had an $18,000 increase.
Yeah, $20,000 increase.
Well, that's hardly anything to be scoffed at.
But, John, they're coming from a low base, a very, very low base.
So that makes it a significant rise.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be. It should be far more significant.
So it gets...
It's the best competition in the world.
It's probably the only decent competition in the world.
Mm. And why aren't they being rewarded? You're getting players from...
Jamaica, New Zealand and Australia are pretty much the only ones.
Yeah, and you've got the top players from those countries playing in this Australian league.
But doesn't it get down to whether people watch it as
they
a
do.
Ratings
they have
winner?
Crowd, they have crowds
no,
at the
is
stadiums.
Is it a ratings winner for the general populace who...
Should be promoted. It is on television. It's great watching. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, have you got a netballer in yet? You were going to get one.
Oh, no, no.
How did you go with Adam Somurek, by the way? I got you the number.
He's got a case before IBAC at the moment. Number of people have got cases before IBAC who will not upset IBAC. And what does IBAC do? I wonder what's happening to that case that out of Casey Council. When is that going to be? That was all the news 2 years ago. We haven't heard a thing since.
So you've spoken
Adam
Somurek's to Adam.
Got a case before it, and so was another person I was endeavouring to get on too.
So you've spoken
got a
to Adam.
Beg your pardon?
You've spoken to Adam?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And he's willing to come on.
What about Jenny Markakis?
She'd be very good. She was very interesting.
No.
I run things past you because you're the control freak. You're the producer, the director, and everything of this little program. I only make suggestions.
Do you know what you do, Don?
And I think Jenny Markakis would be good because she's starting to open up last week at the Inquiry.
Do you know what you do, Don?
And she ripped into Brett Sutton.
Of the 50 phone calls you give me a day, you ring up and you say, "Hey, listen. What about Jenny Markakis?" I said, "A very good get, Don. Why don't you ring her up?" "I'll give you her number. Why don't you ring her?" And I say, "Well, Don, why don't you ring her?" "No, it's your show. You do it."
Did Adam know who you were when you rang him?
No, he returned the call.
But did he have any clue who you were?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
What, the great Don Scott, the Leviathan, the rude and ignorant Leviathan from Hawthorne, who is just a dynamo on the field and takes no prisoners, is rude to everyone and ignorant.
Why was I given the job of asking Adam?
Because you said it on air. You said, oh, I'll get you his number. And you said, righto.
You get the number and you pass it on to me and get me to do the dirty work.
Sam and I do that every other week. Yeah. We're worried about having to do it once.
Oh,
you said,
let's not bring up dirty linen here, please, boys.
You said to me, why don't we get a rodeo rider on? I said, that'd be great. You said, I know a bloke up in Queensland. Yeah. And I said, all right. So you know who ended up ringing him? Me. You didn't even ring him. We got the rodeo
you
rider
were so
on.
Fascinated with bull riding back then.
Oh, well, I'm still fascinated by bull riding. It's a very, very demanding sport. Can I run this by you, please? I see the Socceroos beat Vietnam.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Good. Good, Don.
Wasn't a crowd.
Thank you, Don. The Socceroos beat Vietnam. I think it's the 9th victory.
10th. It's a record as far as World Cups go.
I hear the Socceroos beat Vietnam in the 10th.
Did you hear or watch?
I heard they beat them. I didn't watch it. I didn't know it was on. I would have, but I didn't know it was on. I was watching.
It's on Channel 10, I think.
Stan.
Was it?
Go ahead, boys. Have a chat about everything. Go on.
No, I just corrected him. What he said was wrong.
Ah, he corrected me, so you're correcting him.
Well,
so
yeah, keep going.
So, Don and Rocket,
mm.
If we wanted to solve our balance of payment or national debt, think about this, if we could secure a World Cup soccer and have 100 countries who or however many play soccer land on this Australian shores, we would put on a fantastic World Cup soccer. We would have people here for 2 months of the year playing games around Australia. Imagine how many people, the planes wouldn't stop taking off and landing if COVID was over. Imagine if we could secure the World Cup soccer, which is the biggest sporting event in the world, over the Olympics and the world athletics.
You don't think Australia's tried in the past?
I do, mate.
I just said if we could secure it, imagine how much that would pump into our economy. $1 trillion, I reckon. Right. You think about it. All those countries and supporters and people coming over, and we would do it as good as any country in the world. Because we've got four great stadiums around the country. And it would be extraordinary. There would be not one space that you could rent to live in or
we
one
should
hotel
come up
room.
With this, you Good know, on, six Sam. Years ago, seven what? Years ago when they were launching their bid.
Frank Lowy, didn't he launch it?
It was longer than that.
Well, I'm just saying, wouldn't it be fantastic on the strength of we are a third and fourth tier soccer club. And
this is a really good topic.
You're not interested in the Socceroos
doing well?
It's
fairly
well?
Obvious.
I just said to solve overnight your balance of payment problems. Imagine the revenue that would be brought in from the world descending on our little continent down here, Don. Are we a continent?
Did you watch the football on the weekend?
The football? Which is this the AFL? Mm. I watched a little of it when it got close between the Brisbane Bears and Footscray. I watched it the last 4 minutes of it. And you know why it reinforced why I don't watch it? The umpiring is disgraceful.
How can you say you don't watch it when you were quoted extensively in a tribute to Joel Selwood last Friday?
What an old chestnut you bring this up. You brought that up the last time. How long has Joel Selwood been playing for Geelong?
15 years.
Of course, has to be, or it's a mathematical equation. You can't get to that number of...
It read as though you watch him every week.
No, I know who Joel Selwood is, and I know his strengths.
When we saw him at the Oz Open the other year before last, I had to tell you who he was.
I know who Joel Selwood is.
Has he only played 15 years? How many have you played?
He missed two.
Hey?
He missed five.
He missed five. How many games? How many years were you at Geelong, John?
I know who Joel Selwood is. I know.
I'd like to know.
Why would
years?
You give quotes if you don't even watch the game?
Do you want me to give the standard stock answer about the moon? I know Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong stood on the moon, and I can say how much courage they had and how fit they were and what they went through the training process to get to the moon. But I've never met them and I've never been to the moon. But I know they're great people who explored the outer universe. I know Joel Selwood is a great captain of Geelong. He is courageous. I know all those things. He bleeds for the club, literally.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen him in pictures in the paper with blood streaming down his face and bandages around his head.
So from stills?
Yes, from stills. Crosby.
Who's going to win this week?
And Nash.
He's going to win this week, Mr. Tipster. It seems.
Yeah, like I've every... not tipped a loser yet, Don.
For the year.
For the year, for the finals.
Okay, what about your team, Geelong?
Do you know who they're playing?
Yep, I do.
Who?
The Brisbane Bears.
No.
Oh, I know who they're playing. Who? You fuck with Melbourne, Australia.
All right, who's going to win?
Melbourne.
See, this is where you get...
Melbourne?
Yeah, Melbourne for me.
This is where if you tip against your side that people think you should... They say, oh, you're disloyal.
Okay, but I'm saying...
John Sammy Newman, the 300-game superstar.
Yeah. No. He would have played
more. Who's going to win?
You would have played 400 had he have played. He had... quite a few years off with injury, 5 years.
Yeah, no, he played the
he
same
started
TV.
When he was 12 and retired when he was 32. 20 years he played.
Straight out of preschool.
Yeah, you know what it is, yeah, me?
Yeah, 20 years.
You two are so fucking shallow and dumb. You have not one humorous note in your body, Don, and nor have you, and you sit there trying to be edgy and smart and think, oh, this is funny, people will laugh at this, and all they're thinking, listening to this while they're walking or jogging, is have a listen to these two fuckwits that Sam has to put up with, trying to be humorous, trying to be...
Yeah, I could have been, you know, but I just chose football instead. I could have been an Olympic runner.
I was just no good.
What could you
have been? Hey, Kenny Rogers, who's going to win out of... Geelong and Melbourne, please.
Kenny Rogers.
You look like him.
He looks like Harrison Ford.
Jeez.
Don't get rid of it. I like the beard
Kenny
on
after
you.
The plastic
surgery. I think that beard's good.
Oh, is that Rocket?
You look like Kenny after the plastic surgery.
Leave the beard. I think that's good. Are you trimming it already?
Of course the he beard. Is. Look at it. It's manicured.
Give us some subjects that you didn't get onto.
No,
in the
we're talking about you. Whole thing's about you.
Hang on. Who's going to win? Because I've got to get to the next game yet.
I would think Melbourne would win. I hope they don't, but I think they will.
Okay, Don. Dogs.
Melbourne.
Dogs and Port Adelaide. You already said
Port
that.
Port Adelaide.
Mr. Tipster?
Yes, I think Port Adelaide. I hope they don't. No, don't look at me like that. This is not disloyal, and I'm not going against your team. I hope Footscray win, and I hope Geelong win. I honestly do, but I don't think either of those two sides will win. And I hope I'm wrong. And it's not disloyal. It's just
in the tennis? You've been watching a bit of tennis?
Djokovic, Don, it's probably the best player ever. Probably the best player ever, behind Rod Laver.
No, you mean in front of?
Behind Rod Laver.
So that makes him the second best player.
I said best player ever behind Rod Laver.
So you're saying Djokovic is the second best player ever?
Because he's behind Rod Laver, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's a bit of a strange way to put it.
Oh, sorry.
It's a very subjective thing. I don't...
And of course it's a subjective thing.
You just can't really compare. You can't compare.
No, you can't, Don. But did you watch him? That boy yesterday.
Your pardon?
Microphone.
There it is, right up my clock.
No, push it up a bit.
That boy yesterday, I can't think of his name, that won the first set 6-1.
His name's Boy.
What's his name?
Boy.
That boy, I said.
Yeah, that boy, that's his name.
Remember when the black boys used to play?
Oh,
remember when the black boys used to play?
Oh, Byron and Byron Black and
that's right. The Black Boys.
What was his brother's name?
The Black Boys used to play. Yeah, they played doubles.
Yep. They were doubles players. They played for years.
That's right. I said they were doubles. You
did
said
you
they
respect
were doubles.
Them?
Pardon?
Did you respect them as the tennis players?
They were very, very good.
The Black Boys?
Yeah.
Brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
But did you respect them as tennis players, even though they were only good at doubles?
No, I think
not
doubles.
Really.
Why?
So what about the Woodies?
Well, I respect them.
Why? Because they're Aussies.
No, because they got the most out of their.
So did the Blacks,
Byron and Wayne.
Yeah, I'm just saying to you, Don, you probably grade people who are champion singles players better than people who are champion doubles players.
If they were any good, they would have played singles.
Different game and different qualities required.
If they were any good, they would have played singles.
Oh no, I don't. I think you need different qualities.
It's like Backman.
What?
It's like Backman. If they were any good, they would have gone forward.
You've got to be able to really serve and volley in the doubles game.
I tell you what, Djokovic, he mightn't even win the US Open, might he? He was fantastic and is fantastic. And I watched Osaka. She had a meltdown. And what about the... anyhow, so... Anything else, Don, about...
You've done well today.
No, I haven't.
No, you've done... Listen, just accept praise when it's handed out.
Okay.
You've done very, very well today.
Okay, so we've got an interview coming up.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, we have.
With you?
No, give us one of your topics that you didn't get around to in the opening segment,
Don. Don't worry
about
it.
No, you said, I had a whole lot of things to say. Give us one of them. And I'll prove that you're speaking
bullshit.
I'll
bring it up next week.
No, bring it up now, Don, because you're just making that up. Every time you say, you dominated the whole thing. I had stuff to bring up. Bring us one. Give us one. See, you got nothing. You're a congenital liar.
Do you think
liar.
There's a little bit more?
What?
We're getting off into general here. Do you think there's a little bit more to it than the young boy missing up in New South Wales and what we're led to be believed?
What are you saying?
Well, why was a Ute utility taken away by the police?
Because they thought originally he may well have been abducted.
Well, why would the people say that?
Because they couldn't find him.
I think you're onto something, Don. I think there's a lot,
there's a lot of questions that haven't been answered there.
There's a lot of questions, and Rocket, you're not across this, so you just...
No, I'm not. So that's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking a question.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of discrepancies in the story going around, and it's very sus.
Well, explain yourselves. Tell me what you're saying.
Well, I heard somebody refer to their home as a fortress.
Oh.
And the way it's been
cut out... Take your hand
cut
off
out,
your mate
cut
from
out,
your mouth. Go on.
The way it's been cut out of the side of the hill with a narrow road going up to it. Very interesting. And could the little boy... 4 days in the bush is a long time.
Could be a song in it. Remember Little Boy Lost?
Remember.
Who sang that Little Boy Lost?
It was based
on the mountain.
I'm intrigued by that, Don. I'm going to do some reading. Anything else, Don, on your list?
Anything else that you had beside the Little Boy Lost?
The lady firefighter who was being victimised by the fire brigade.
Why are you whispering?
Didn't happen to read that in the
Age.
Yeah,
I did. She said it's like a strip club.
Well, she said a lot of things. She's been through it, and she's now a commander, I think, out north. So she's ridden up through the ranks. She's being backed by other people, men who are backing up a story. So that's going to be very interesting to see where she goes with that. The other interesting thing is on COVID.
See,
religious groups, why are they immune or think they're immune?
The Jews, they've just been...
No, I'm not just saying there's
the Jews,
there's
the
there
Jewish
are
people
other... There
the
are
Jews?
Other,
sure
there are other religions to contravening the COVID regulations.
Muzzies.
Why do they think they're immune?
The Muzzies and the Jews.
Religion over
religion,
the years has caused.
They hold that above the.
Beg your pardon.
They think the religion is more important than the pandemic. That's why.
Oh yeah. What about us? Who
they beat the shit out of a cameraman though overnight.
That's humorous, mate. Yeah, that's.
No, funny. I just think that's funny that they're taking the moral high ground, yet they beat the shit out of a bloke. That's not about being humorous, mate. That's just been a bit unusual.
Oh, I just saw that smirk.
What about the government's lack of interest.
He's up and about now. About half an hour late.
Wait till you listen, because he loves listening to his sound of his own voice. He listens back to the show.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
You haven't taken a fucking breath.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.